Sasha has a story. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sicky Sasha.
Hello there, Sicky Sasha. You know, I could start every show with Sasha has a story, but this one is a particularly good story.
So also talk every show, Paul has a story.
That's true. That's true. But my stories don't usually involve other people and some sort of yelling and some sort of commotion and some sort of...
What if you told them all the way? You just are more tactful and I'm more like, let it rip. I'm more like, behave the way you wish me to speak about you on the show.
Behave the... Wait a second. I'm trying to follow that one. Behave the way...
to the world and community is behave the way you wish me to speak about you on the show.
Oh, I got you.
So if you behave shitty, I'm going to say it. If you behave nicely, I'm going to say it. I've never been one to not really speak the truth, you know?
Okay, now I got it. Believe me, I understand it. And the graphic detail with which you go into. You were telling me the story prior to us recording, and I said, I want to get the full effect of it on air. So...
I'm not even sure which story you mean. I feel like I told you five things, so you'll tell me which one.
Well, it all involves the I-Team investigation, the start of the I-Team investigation. As everybody knows, the coach was let go, fired, quit. We're not sure what the story was. We've gotten two different sides. We were trying to do an I-Team investigation where our very own Sasha would get to the bottom of it, and she went out during this time of COVID and started the investigation. And from there, I'll let her take it over. So you did actually go to the school. Is that right? To go
get them? I did. You know, we are in a global pandemic. I like to remind people it's an actual global pandemic, a once in every 100 years historical event. It's not freaking flu season. So it's a little tough to be an investigative reporter, an investigative journalist during these times, much like my fellow investigative journalists that I see on TV, on the networks. They're wearing masks. Sometimes nobody's around them for 20 feet. And I think good for them. They're being so careful, even though the cameraman's not even within 6 feet. So I masked up. I visored up. I got the plastic visor thing at Costco. Mm-hmm. Okay. I put on gloves, even though I never wear the latex gloves because it makes no sense to me because then you touch it and get things dirty. But I see the most careful people say they put on gloves. I put on gloves. I sprayed myself down with sanitizer.
Now, when you say latex gloves, were they the yellow gloves that I wear when I do the dishes? Those old-time gloves that my mother had? Are those what you're talking about?
That's a good idea. I should get those. Instead, I got the surgical latex gloves, that the kind that the urologist says hello to you with.
I understand. Yes, when I'm getting my prostate checked, is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. I was wearing the prostate checking gloves.
I learned my lesson the first time. I now go to the doctor with the thinnest finger I can find. I used to go to one who had the fattest finger ever. It was
That's smart.
It was quite a trip up there.
That's so smart to look for one with a thin finger.
So, yeah, that's my criteria. I don't care where they went to medical school, how good or bad they are, as long as they have a thin finger. Then
that
I'm all
so
set
funny.
To
that
go.
That could be a whole show.
So there, I just revealed. But yeah, go ahead. So you went to the school all gussied up.
To the school, and you know, it was a big deal for me because I chose to have my children remote learning all year, even though the school is open. And most people sent their kids back, but we're being, you know, what we consider to be very careful. Some people think just that I'm eating outdoors at a restaurant. That's not careful, but I'm far away from people. So we're trying to be as careful as possible. I have a lot of issues, pre-existing conditions and health things. So my kids aren't even at school. So I was a little scared to go there. I'm not going to lie. I forgot to tell you one other thing. I wanted to put on like a hazmat suit, but I didn't have one. And I tried to order one on Amazon since you and I spoke last week. They're all out. So the best I could do was I wore my yellow Gordon Fisherman's raincoat.
I love it.
You know, and some snow pants. So I was quite a vision. I went to the school and, oh my God, you know how they've always been tight-lipped before? Like the school is basically just, they never tell you what's going on. Everything's a press release that's gone through 17 lawyers for the town. I get there. I thought I was at the Celebrity Center for Scientology out in LA that you and I both have seen. It was like a fortress. First of all, I rang the buzzer. They wouldn't even let me in because they said, you know, your name. I say my name. They go, we see your kids are remote learning. I said, they are. They said, well, then all your communication has to be remote. I'm like, yeah, but I need something I need to talk to someone in person for. They wouldn't let me in. So then I said, okay, I'm not here as a parent. I'm here as a journalist. Right. I said, you may have heard of our show, Community News Podcast. We are global, national, international, and one of the highest rated shows, if I have to brag, just to get in there. No, then she really shuts down. Oh, I need to get my manager. I need to get my boss. So then I have some guy gets on the phone. I have no idea who he is. I mean, he could be the janitor, you know, I don't know who he is, security guard, whatever. He gets on. He says, Sasha, we're not going to be able to let you in. I said, I'm coming here in the official capacity of press. I have my press pass. I said, I've been calling, trying to make an appointment to come here as press, but no one's answered my calls. So that's why I just showed up. And he said, well, we're not going to be able to let you in. I said, what is the protocol? What can I do to speak to people? Because I said, there's this big controversy. The middle school football coach was fired. You know, as we know, he also taught a class, but he said he really just taught the class so he could coach.
Right.
He was fired. He claims he was fired. He claims you guys made him write a letter that said that he resigned. And then you guys put out this ridiculous, I didn't say ridiculous. I said, then you guys put out a press release saying that you tried everything you could to keep him, but he left. And you gave the community the impression that he left these children just up in a lurch with nobody to go to, these children that depended on him. I said, and I need a statement. And he was like, Sasha, if you don't leave the premises, we are going to have to call the Townport police. You're laughing. So now, Paul, I was in a quandary. I was like, do I pull a Norma Rae or a Leah Remini and say, call the police? Call the police. Because what am I doing? I'm trespassing on my own children's school and I'm outside. And also, I'm a journalist. I'm here as a journalist. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this story. Like, what are you, I don't want to compare, but like, is this like communist China? You don't allow journalists to get the, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. So the way they handle everything, it's one press release and that's it. Nobody, they're not going to talk more than that. They're not going to state, we're not going to make any statements in the press. We're not going to make any public statements. Well, you can try to make yourself sound like you're being classy by not making statements, but we all know what's going on. You're just lawyered up. I mean, thank God for the middle school coach. He made that video that everyone watched. And was a big talk last week where he told everyone the real story. I give him so much credit. He's inspired me, Paul. I want to make a video like that about Townport Front Porch and their treatment of me. The way they ended our relationship. I want to make a video like he did about Townport Front Porch, Townport Gift Economy. I want to make a video like he made about a few jobs that let me go or treated me badly. I want to make a video like that about a few ex-boyfriends. Like, I am inspired by him, by Tommy Fowler. That video he made, he's like the first person to be like, no, I'm not going to just go along with the stupid press release that lies and says I left on my own accord, blah, blah, blah. I am ready to make so many videos. I can't wait. That's what I'm going to spend my time doing during the pandemic going forward.
A very efficient use of your time. So basically, long story short, you didn't talk to anybody at the school and we have no I-team investigation at this point.
Right. I talked to the secretary and some man who wouldn't even give me his name over the phone who told me that if I don't leave, they're calling the police.
So the only the only thing you really got was 12 hours later, you had a cough and you thought you had COVID at that point. Is that basically what happened?
Then after just leaving the cootie premises, I had a cough and I had a fever of 100.2, not 102, but 100.2. So a mild fever. I had chills. I had aches. I had heaviness in my chest. Oh, and nasal congestion.
But don't you always have heaviness in your chest? Let's face the facts. Come on.
I had extra heaviness in my chest.
I gotcha.
I had trouble breathing. So the only thing I didn't have was a loss of smell and taste. But I was like, is that coming? So I thought, I guess I have to go get COVID tested. So I went to two COVID tests, you know, CVS, you can do the PCR test that takes 2 days to get back to you. They say that's the more reliable test. Mm-hmm. So I did that one Saturday. Very good. Efficient drive-through line. Lady hands it through the box. You pick it up through the, you know, the box. They pass stuff back and forth with no contact. Amazing. Sunday, I went to the state-run line, and not so efficient. 3.5 hours.
Right.
Okay. I was in there with like all these cars. If you didn't have COVID already, you got COVID sitting in line with everybody else waiting, because people weren't just sitting in line. They were, of course, getting out of their cars, saying hello to friends, leaning into other cars' windows, teenagers hugging. Ridiculous. But the most ridiculous thing that I saw, Paul, at the Townport testing line, which is over at Short Lots. It's over at the Short Lots field.
Uh-huh.
I saw DoorDash and Uber Eats delivering freaking food to people on the line, Paul. Is that, if that's not the 522 entitlement club, I don't know what is.
I got nothing to say. This is why I am staying in the house at this point. This is
right.
Why.
Well, I only went out. I've stayed in the house too. I only went out to do two COVID tests this weekend. And then last week, I only went out to try and do the investigation at the school. But, you know.
Well, that's why I sent you out to do the investigation. So I didn't have to deal with any of this. So thank you.
Exactly.
I appreciate it.
Smart of you.
So you don't have COVID, though. We're happy to announce. It's just.
Oh, happy to announce. I got 2 negative tests back. Paul, it was so fun. It made me feel young again. I felt like I was in the 80s getting an AIDS test negative back. It made me feel like I was in the prime of my youth when I used to have sex with people and then wonder and be scared if I was going to die because I had sex. Even though I would make sure we all used condoms because I didn't want to die from AIDS. You know, I'm Jewish. I'm a little paranoid and hypochondriac. So I always pictured that I'm going to be the one that a little bit of sperm slips out of that condom and infects me with AIDS. So every time I would get an AIDS test and I'd be negative and I would feel like I won the lottery.
Wow. This is Reveal Central here at Community.
I know. I guess my steroids, a la how my kids asked me, are you going to start Trump tweeting now that you're on steroids? Are you going to tweet every hour? And I said, luckily I gave up Twitter in 2015 and I already overly post on Facebook, but maybe I'll do it 10 times more. And they were laughing. So maybe my reveals today are just part of the fact that I'm on major steroids because I do have bronchitis. Yes.
Bronchitis. Okay. So we're happy to announce no COVID, but fortunately
you're happy
you have
bronchitis. My husband's not happy to announce. He was hoping for COVID.
Why? What did
he say?
Oh, my
God. Well, the night I went and did the one test, and then I was debating, do I go do the rapid test the next day? And I said, but would it make a difference? Because I hear people get false positives. So if I got a positive, if I got a negative, would I believe it? And so I was debating, do I even bother going the next day for a rapid, or do I just wait for this PCR CVS test? And I was like, and I have to admit, I'm a little worried. Like if I have it, I mean, I go, if I have it and this is these are the symptoms and they stay like this.
Short.
I said, if I have it and this is all I get, I'll be okay. But if I have what I read people have, which is mild symptoms, and then all of a sudden one day really can't breathe, I mean, I don't want to die. I said, I mean, I'm a little worried. Like, I don't want to die. And he's like, well, Sasha, you're going to die eventually. And I was like, seriously? This is the person I'm locked up with who I know is not an emotional support dog. He's not an emotional support animal. I already know that. But like, this is the person I'm locked up with. And in 9 months, I need one little bit of comfort. I actually needed it many other times, but I need one bit of comfort. And the line I get is, well, Sasha, you're going to die eventually anyway. I was like, seriously? You don't think I know that? Like, I've lost a lot of people in my life that you're aware of. You don't think I know I'm going to die eventually? Of course I know that. Like, thanks for the memo. But I was like, are you just saying I should just like accept whatever? Like if I die, I die, whatever. I had a good run. Ugh, so annoying.
Wow. I got nothing else to say. I'm done.
Show's so about me. But anyways, I think he's disappointed. You said we're all happy to know that it's just bronchitis. I think he's disappointed. Like, oh, fuck. It's just bronchitis. I'm stuck with this one. He was hoping for the COVID.
Oh, well, I guess he has to take down his ad on JDate at this point. What can I tell you?
Exactly. On that note, do you think a lot of people right now out in our community are like, when their spouse tests or their girlfriend or boyfriend, do you think a lot of them are secretly hoping after 9 months locked up? You got to admit, I bet some of them are secretly hoping that COVID is the diagnosis because they're just like, I need this to end. I need this cohabitation, stuck in a house together to end.
I'm sure in way more instances than I even care to think about, including the one that.
I want to take a poll. Could we take an anonymous poll? Listeners, wherever you live, if you're in Iceland, Amsterdam, China, getting us through the paywall, England, I know we have listeners all over, California listeners, Florida listeners, New York listeners, Connecticut. Can you please, you can write us anonymously if you want. Let us know. That's the question of this show. Are you secretly hoping that someone in your house dies of COVID? You don't have to tell us if it's like one of your kids or your parents or your partner, but just let us know. We just want to know, like, take a pulse of the community.
Let Sasha know on that one. So. On that note,
you want to know?
I don't want to know. Sasha will tabulate those polls and let us know. And if anybody from my house writes in, I want to know about it. That's what I want to know.
I know exactly. I'll let you know. I know an actuary or two that they can take the poll and turn it into a good pie chart for us to discuss next week.
Perfect. On that note, that wraps up this community news. And as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha.
Sasha, feel better from your bronchitis. I'll see you next Tuesday.
I will see you next Tuesday, Paul. We love you, community.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.